Thank you for plugging into this Family Life News podcast, streaming issues-driven, family-focused news.
Leaf peepers are really getting giddy right now, Taryn. When and where can we expect to see those first flashes of that vibrant color?
Yeah, so, well, now, I think right away, it's already starting, I would say, all over the state. So I'm obviously located here in Ithaca, and we are starting to see the first signs of fall color. But definitely up north in the Adirondacks, too, they are starting to turn. And so I think it's prime time.
Yeah. When is peak season typically for the fall foliage?
So it varies a little by the state. It tends to be a little bit on the earlier side, sort of the more higher in elevation you go and the further north. But I would put us around sort of the second week of October-ish is usually sort of the prime time, right when things start to turn and start to decline a bit.
Gotcha. I've always wondered this growing up on a farm myself. I never could understand what causes the different colors. Why are some trees orange, others red, others yellow? What causes that, Taryn?
Yeah, so what's really behind that is the different pigments that different tree species can make. And when the chlorophyll, which is the green color that we see, starts to degrade in the fall and sort of unmask those underlying colors, we only see certain colors in different tree species because of particular chemical compounds that might be present within that species.
Gotcha. That's a technical way of putting it. I appreciate
that.
It is beautiful. You know, it's so fun because it's such a beautiful thing, but it's a sign that the leaves are dying. As beautiful as it is, it's basically saying, hey, it's almost wintertime. Are there other factors that other than, and we're going to talk a little bit about the weather and impact that has on the foliage, other factors that impact the foliage other than the weather?
Weather is a big determinant for sure in the types of colors that you see and the timing of those colors. But I always tell everybody, you know, it's going to happen anyway. It's just programmed into the plant. So fall will happen. But it's really, I guess, more the factor of really sort of the tree doing its own business and interacting with its environment.
So we've kind of had a wild summer and fall already, a very dry summer. A lot of areas were experiencing moderate drought over the summer. It has been kind of a wet start to fall. How will that impact the foliage this year?
Yeah, so the drier summer that we had sets the plants up in a little bit more of a stressed type of condition, and depending on how severe that drought is can dictate how sort of vibrant those colors are, or maybe not vibrant, even if they just don't have enough water and they kind of just get browned and shriveled up. So a very kind of mild to moderate drought stress actually isn't so bad for fall foliage. It can be a good thing. But where we're in right now, at least here in Ithaca, I look outside my window and we've got a very kind of gray, dreary, rainy day. That's definitely not in favor of great fall foliage. What tends to happen is the leaves get knocked off by the rain, or if there's wind, get blown off. And so we don't get to really appreciate or have those leaves for quite as long as we normally would.
Yeah, and that's too bad, you know, because it's one of the best parts of living in this. I always say the Adirondack Mountains are what heaven's going to look like someday. I'm a pretty firm believer in that. I spend a lot of time up there in the fall with the colors. Are there any particular spots, if folks can't make it that far north, to say, hey, these are some really great places to see the fall colors?
Yeah, you know, I feel like I get this question quite a bit, and I usually refer to telling people, you know, just go in your backyard even. I feel like New York really has some beautiful locations. If you have the opportunity to maybe climb a little bit in elevation, so if your town or your local area has sort of a higher spot, then you might be able to take advantage of that and see some better colors there. But I feel like all across New York, we really have a great location here for fall foliage.
They are fun to look at. Not so much fun to rake up, but they are fun to look at. The quintessential fall colors of New York and Pennsylvania. Taryn, thank you so much for spending a few minutes with us today.
My pleasure. Thank you.